USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott reiterated his desire to build a wall along his state's border with Mexico this week, where construction on a federally built wall has been halted. He made the comments while giving former President Donald Trump a tour of border areas affected by the surge in illegal crossings. Former acting ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News that a border wall makes sense in preventing a migrant surge, and the numbers back that up.
If anybody would look at the data on the CBP website, every place they build a wall, a barrier, illegal immigration is dropped, and illegal drug flow is dropped. It makes sense. The data is clear. It is successful. It's a great tool. For those that argue, well, some people can actually get over the wall. The wall is a wall system. It's meant to slow people down. So even if somebody was able to get over it, it slows them down. It's a smart wall. We will know when someone's climbed that wall. Border Patrol has time to respond and make an arrest.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
One of the pioneers in mRNA vaccines says a major social media site deleted his account over posts about COVID vaccines. Brad Bernards reports.
Dr. Robert Malone, who identifies himself as a pioneer of mRNA vaccines, said that LinkedIn recently deleted his account after he made comments about mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and questioned whether they're appropriate to give to certain groups of people. In a subsequent tweet, Malone produced an email from a LinkedIn representative who said that his account violated the firm's user agreement because he posted misleading or inaccurate information about vaccines and COVID-19. LinkedIn has provided a list of my thought crimes, an amazing document Malone wrote. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And a Los Angeles man is facing federal explosive charges after being arrested with 32,000 pounds of illegal fireworks. An LAPD bomb squad truck exploded while members of the bomb squad were trying to disable some of the more dangerous fireworks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A member of the group of rescue workers who have been digging through the rubble of a Florida condo tower looking for survivors says the work is personal for his crews. Brad Bernards has more.
Hundreds of rescuers have been working around the clock in Surfside looking for survivors. Captain Ignatius Carroll with Florida Task Force 2.
Right now, the mission still stands that we continue to search that rubble pile, whether it is for any survivors or at least to bring some closure to families that are still searching for their loved ones. So that is the mission that is set. We have over 80 people that are out there. This one kind of hits home with us because it's actually in our backyard. We have people that are out here that either know people that were affected by this or, of course, somebody who had a family member who lost their life as a result. So it's personal, but at the same time, we remain mission-driven, and I think it gives us some sense of gratitude knowing that we're able to get in there and help the people who we serve in this community like we do for other places that we've deployed to.
Overnight Friday into Saturday, crews found two more victims, bringing the total to 24. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the Milwaukee Bucks are returning to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974 after defeating the Atlanta Hawks Saturday night 118-107 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton put up 32 points to lead all scorers. Game 1 of the Finals against the Phoenix Suns is Tuesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.